The message you are about to listen to is a warm revelation from God's heart to ensure you win in all battles of life in this end time. Stay put as God's servant, Brother DG David Olariwaju, brings God's word to prove your championship.
I dare not trust.
Celebrate God one more time. Say something sweet to the Lord. National Gathering of Champions and Leaders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I'd like to welcome somebody by your side. Hallelujah. Please welcome somebody by your side, your front and your back. You're welcome. You are not here by mistake. And God will bless you richly. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'd like to especially welcome ministers of the gospel, delegates from Oju and other parts of this nation. I'd like you to know that God is going to bless you whether you like it or not. Hallelujah. Praise God. Please, I'd like you to be sensitive. National Gathering of Champions and Leaders is not a normal meeting. There are two things that can happen at this meeting. They are both the information and impartation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You will not only be receiving the revelation of God's word, you will also be impacted by spirits that will be coming forth in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today I'll be talking to you on ruling in strength, part 1. Please follow me to the book of Psalm chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Psalm chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. The Bible says, ask of me, and I will give thee the hidden for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth as thy possession. Ask me, and I will deliver unto you. Ask me, I will give it to you. I will give you the nations of the earth. I will give you global dominion. So what you need to do in order to dominate globally is to ask. But you see, as Dr. Miles Monroe said, if you do not know the purpose of a thing, abuse will be normal. Praise God. You see, God doesn't just give global dominion without the purpose. God doesn't do anything without a purpose. Praise God. He said, ask me, I will give you. But there's a purpose for the giving. You see, this is one of the reasons why it is possible to have a testimony, but lack capacity to retain the testimony. Because for every testimony, for every gift from him, there's a purpose. Am I making sense? Lord, bless me. He blesses you for a purpose. Lord, give me. He gives you for a purpose. Lord, give me admission. He gives you admission for a purpose. That's what many believers don't always acknowledge. Lord, give me admission. You testified, you got the admission. But there was a purpose. You get to campus and you do whatever you like. Lord, give me money. He gives you money. And all you do is shopping. Until we recognize that there is a purpose for everything that heaven releases, we will continue to go around the same side. Lord, heal me. He healed you in February. And then in October, you are still sick. The problem is you know that. Listen to me. God's blessings do not expire. The Bible says everything God does is for what? It's forever. So you see, when God blesses his people, it is forever. Am I making sense? You need to understand this. When God blesses you with a distinction in the first semester, his plan is that you will continue in a distinction in the second semester. If that doesn't happen, the problem is you, not God. God's blessings do not expire. Everything that God does is for what? It's forever. Am I making sense? So everything heaven releases has a purpose. Am I making sense? Keeping to the purpose is your capacity to retain the blessing. Speaking to the purpose of the blessing is what retains the blessing, not just testifying about the blessing. Am I making sense? You get what I'm saying? So you see, global dominion is assessed by asking. But staying in dominion globally is not just in the asking, it's in verse 9. Psalm chapter 2, verse 9. Let's go to verse 8. Ask of me, and I will give you global dominion, the heaven for the inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth as a possession. In Yoruba land, if you want to buy land, there are people that they call Omonile. Am I making sense? They are the people that possess the land. That's what they say. You see, God is saying, listen, listen, listen. I will make you the Omonile of the nations of the earth. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. From today, the nations will seek you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. He said, ask me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Today you are going to pray, and God will deliver something on your life. Am I making sense? But you see, we need to understand something. And it's in verse 9. Verse 9 says, thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Thou shalt break them. Thou shalt dash them. There is a purpose for everything that heaven is. There's a purpose for global dominion. Listen to me. It is not enough to have dominion. You must understand the purpose. And when God delivers dominion unto you, the purpose is in verse 9. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. God doesn't put you in dominion just to reign. He puts you in dominion to rule. There's a difference. I need you to understand this. Today, God's word is going to equip you beyond your understanding. Listen, today, God's word will intoxicate you beyond measure. Do you know what I'm saying? God does not put us in dominion just to flex in reign, but to rule. I'm on Jesus. I see there's a difference between reign and rule. They are both within the royal capacity, but there's a difference. I'm on Jesus. There's a difference. When you are reigning, you are simply exhibiting your royal characteristics. You see, as king, you reign, you are in charge. Everywhere you go within your kingdom, everybody, please, I don't want that noise. Please let this man go and sit down. I don't want him there. Please take him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you are reigning as a king, you are simply, you go around the palace, everybody's according you, respecting you. You are simply reigning. It's normal. Somebody says normal.
Normal.
You see, it is a normal thing for a king to reign. It's a normal thing. Praise God. As a king, you are reigning. As a priest, you are reigning. Everybody within the kingdom is according to respect. Yes or no? Is it not normal? Is it not normal? Praise God. You wake up in the morning. I used to watch those royal things. Some people will put slippers on the floor. Nobody, they don't. They pour flowers on it. They normal thing. Praise God. That's what it takes to reign. But you see, when you begin to rule, you have become so sure that even your enemies agree with your reign. In ruling, you become so sure that even your enemies agree and submit to your dominion. That's when you are ruling. And you see, the truth is that you don't need anything to reign as a king, but you need something to rule. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God does not put us in dominion just to reign. He puts us in dominion in order to rule. When you are reigning, you are reigning in your kingdom. When you are ruling in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah. Listen to me. The thing for this mountain top experience is ruling in strength. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, you may need wisdom to reign, but you need power. You need capacity to rule in the midst of your enemies. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 66, verse 3. Say unto the Lord, how terrible art thou in thy works. Thy enemies submit unto thee by the greatness of your power. Enemies don't listen to you until you enforce your rulership. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Listen to me. Upon this mountain, God will equip you to begin to rule in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 110, verse 2. The Bible says, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. The Lord shall send forth the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Listen to me. Ruling is a command. Tell your neighbor, ruling is a command. It is an instruction. Praise God. From today, your life will begin to align with the instructions of God.
Amen.
When it comes to your enemies, you rule. When your leadership comes on a global scale, you rule. If you are going to rule in the nations of the earth, see, listen, if you are going to accord relevance in the nation of the earth, you rule. You don't negotiate. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? You don't negotiate in order to be global dominion. You don't negotiate. It's not a negotiation. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? You don't negotiate in order to rule. You enforce capacity. And listen to me, you see, when it comes to the global sphere, you know, there are some places some people don't talk. I'm gonna make sense. As big as Nigeria, there are some places Nigeria cannot talk. I hope you know. I hope you know. You don't know. Praise God. Praise God. There are some places Nigeria does not talk. Nigeria will keep quiet. The people of Africa, shut up. This is not Africa. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you are talking about the wealth of nations, am I making sense? Nigeria does not talk. Why? It's not a matter of natural resources. It's a matter of what you have been able to produce out of it. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We are not talking about natural resources. We are talking about finished products. When we are talking about forex, Nigeria does not talk. Foreign exchange, Naira will keep quiet. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. But from today, God will lift up the head of this nation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Global dominion, dominating across the nations of the earth, is impossible without capacity. You don't negotiate with China. You know, there are some nations, when they talk, you listen. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Glory.
They don't need to, you just listen. Imagine that USA come today, everybody wants to listen. Why? Why? Praise God. I give God praise for what God is doing in Nigeria with the church. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Charisma magazine, the number one gospel magazine in the nation, in the world. Carry the news about the glory dome. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't need to invite them to come. They will come because what you are making news. From today, you will begin to make moves and make news.
Yeah.
When you generate capacity, they will come and look for you. Listen to me. Stop making noise. Make news. Praise God. And you see, when you want to make news, you need capacity. If you will catch the attention of the nations of the earth, you need capacity. Somebody say capacity. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are the sixth largest oil producer in the world as a nation. And yet we cannot control the foreign exchange. May God deliver Nigeria today.
Yeah.
It's not about what you have. It's about what you do with what you have. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From today, your life will begin to matter.
Amen.
You have struggled too much. Upon this mountain, your life will begin to generate boosts.
Amen.
Hey. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Psalm chapter 66, verse 3. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Your works can be terrible. See, when your works become terrible, men will hear you. Through the greatness of thy power, thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Praise God. Recently, there was a joke online that Nigeria, one man in Nigeria was threatening one country. What's that name of that country? One minister in Nigeria was threatening one country. Was it Israel? Was it Israel? That that if Israel did not. Yes, if Israel did not release one man, they were going to send one to Israel. No, it was a joke anyway. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, let's assume that joke came from the United States of America. Do you know that it's possible that another joke in response would have come from Israel? Am I making sense? But do you know why there was no response? Because even if it was a serious, if it was not a joke, there would have been a response. Because of who is talking. Am I making sense? Do you get what I'm saying? One of the reasons why when you talk, nobody answers is because you lack capacity. Today, the Church of Jesus in Nigeria will come to a point where when we talk, the federal government will shut. I see us getting to that level. If I'd like to talk to the church, the bride of Christ, by the prayer of God upon my life, which I'm a part of. Hallelujah. We must come to a point where when we talk, I pray that this in 2019, when we talk, the nation Nigeria will listen. We are still coming up. How terrible are thou in thy words? I like to use myself as an example. I come from a very wonderful family, yet very protective family. You see, sometimes when parents do something, they don't know that they are beginning to harm the process. Praise God. Christian family, pastor's family. And you say, as a pastor, there are some things you don't do. If you are watching TV and you stumble on one kind of thing, immediately you hear daddy's footstep coming, what will happen? You will change it. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes,
but sometimes when daddy is not around, you need to watch it. Am I making sense? Do I have a witness in the house? I'm not doing it. Praise God. That's the kind of book. We were mingling with some straight boys those days. So we used to watch those things and buy those magazines. But whenever daddy was coming, we had to switch. We came from a family where there was conservation. So we protected certain things which were evil. But those were the things that were eating us up. So you see, I even though I went to a boarding school and I grew into SS3 and I went to the university, my father still used to see me as a young boy. In fact, he used to think it's a joke, but it was true. So the first day my dad went out and came back and discovered that his car, I was 18 years old, his car had been repaired. It was obvious that it had been repaired. For it to have been repaired, if somebody moved it, yes or no? Yes or no? And it was evident before his eyes that somebody moved the car. Definitely, I didn't go to a driving school. Please go. And somebody told him, your son moved this car. I saw the car. He didn't believe. Why? He was forward. You see, how can this man be calling this? I moved this car. Mercedes Benz 250. What? 18 year old. It's an achievement. He didn't believe. I didn't go to any, I didn't learn driving from there. He didn't believe. I do not. So I found myself in a family where I was trying to win the respect of my father. I'm not a kid anymore. In fact, at times after you come back to university on holiday, your father will tell you, this is what, get the kid on your mind. What is wrong with this pastor? Please go. That was the situation. But you see, it dawned on me as a young man that I needed to stop looking for his respect and start commanding his respect. I'm using myself as an example. It's happening in many homes today. So I decided that I was going to win, not because that was my target, but I discovered that many parents were like that. I needed to win his respect. So do you know what I started doing? I started going out to do great things in the lives of people. So my dad will leave our area and go to another place and hear that his son ministered in a church and the people were blessed. Praise God. He didn't still believe the first one. Praise God. Until people started telling him. Until he started seeing works online. Listen to me. The Bible says that how terrible art thou in thy works. Your enemies submit by the greatness of your power. Your great power produces terrible works. You cannot rule in the midst of your enemies. Listen to me. Until you have capacity and you generate proofs, that's unusual. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Even in your household, they don't take you serious. When Boko Haram insurgency started, and the Chibok girls were taken, I saw a video taken from captured by the drone of one of the foreign troops that came in because of that situation. I don't want to mention the name of the country. They saw these people. You know, there was so much rancor in the media. Foreign nations, foreign military delegates came in. Am I making sense? But they left. Do you know why they left? It was obvious that we are on serious people. Am I making sense? Do you get what I'm saying? You see, the nations laugh at us because we are on serious Nigerians. We are too on serious. It is obvious that we are joking. But I pray that this nation will be able to have a new face. Of your power, you deliver terrible works. The reason why the enemies, the witches in your village, let me tell you something. The reason why when you pray, the enemy laughs is because you are not generating fools. The Bible says that demons say, "Paul, we know." Hallelujah. Jesus, we know. Why? Introduce yourself. the new Paul by his works. Hallelujah. From today, in your village, you will hear Udo. I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moses, I know. Iki, I know. Praise God. Your enemies submit. See, when enemies submit, you are ruling.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. A couple of months back, I got this first-hand news. Nigeria sent a battalion to Gambia. Praise the Lord. To go and let the president, the then Gambia president, understand that if you don't want to live by ease, you will live by force. Am I making sense?
No.
I got first hand the report from one of the soldiers that went there. He said the Nigerian Air Force flew at roof level over the presidential villa. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To let the man understand that if you don't leave, we will land on the roof. Praise God. He told me, the military guy told me, he said, they didn't shoot once. Am I making sense? They got handed over. After threatening on international TV that I won't. They just went to show him the might of the Nigerian army without shooting. You got it, huh? Your enemies are still gallivanting because you are joking as a believer. That's why. Give me my point. Give me my point. When you begin to generate proofs, Brenny Paluda Pada Papaya, Echo to Scatter, and the next time you are traveling, they will lead the road. Give me my point. Give me my point. Can a day come where you just stand up? Listen to me. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, I read it recently. The Lord told Abraham after he tried to sacrifice his son Isaac. You know, there was already a covenant. Am I making sense? But if you read in Genesis chapter 22, after that demonstration of unusual faith, God added to the covenant. He said that your seed will possess the gates of their enemies. Hey! Hey! Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, you negotiate so much with the devil. That's the problem.
Help me to.
We shall possess. Nigeria, we shall possess the gates of our enemies. The child of Jesus, we shall possess the gates of our enemies.
Amen.
I have told the witches in this land, I started telling the human beings, I didn't come to play with a joke. Hallelujah. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Listen, after you leave here today, if you see a witch, tell them that I said, you are called to rule. Hallelujah. Ruling is our best right. The entire church is a ruling church. We are not a negotiating church. We have not come here to cohabit. We have come here to dominate. Hallelujah. The enemies are here to submit. Praise God. Psalm chapter 18, verse 44 to 45. As soon as they hear of me, the next time you are going to be, as soon as the enemies hear that you are coming, obey me. shall submit
themselves unto me.
Psalm 18:44-45.
But Jacob revealed the way, and they are free out of captivity places. That is the destiny of the church.
As free as the hair
of the Jew.
As free as the hair
of the church.
As free as the hair
of Bethel.
As free
as the hair. As soon as the hair. I stood led the grace to minister in a retreat in teenagers camp some years back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In teenagers camp, you know, we said some years back. Before leaving for that camp, the Lord told me clearly that witches were going to confess. Teenagers. Praise God. I said, Lord, do what you have decided to do. I had a ministration session at the camp. Nothing happened. Somebody say nothing happened.
No.
After the ministration, I entered into the bush. You know the camp is a bushy place now. I said, Lord, I take over this camp. I changed the atmosphere of my camp. It was a kneeling down. Heaven came down. Praise God. In the evening, teenagers gathered on the field and decided to just, you know, praise God. They said, practically, come and lead us in prayers. I said, God, don't catch me. I led the first, the second prayer, heaven broke loose. Somebody said, heaven broke loose. There were all manner of demonstrations. I'm going somewhere. There were all manner of demonstrations at the camp. There were two particular girls that demonstrated. One was carrying the spirit of the serpent. Another one was a marine spirit. This you are going to. After the deliverance that evening, let me tell you, I'm going to. Apparently, the lady, the girl, the second one, she was 16 years old. She killed her father that year. She sacrificed her father to the marine powers. Her pastor was in the camp. So her pastor, her father that year, the girl's father died. She confessed. But she said something. She said that we knew that brother Deji would do this thing. Apparently, another one that did it was Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is still the one doing it. See, let me tell you something. Your enemies know you. Let me tell you, your enemies know your level, you don't know. I need you to understand this. You need to understand this. That's why sometimes when you start praying, nothing happens because the enemy knows. Your enemy knows your level. Rise up on your feet. Stand up
on your
feet. I need you to understand. The enemy knows your power level. I'm not done. We are going to pray. Your enemy knows your level. Some believers, the enemy wastes their life. It is that. Let him pray for your life, nothing will happen. The reason that place far for the devil, I have good news for you. Every demon that followed you to this place will die here today.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I need you to enter the realm where you stop negotiating. You are too gelatious. I don't know how to say. You are too paparazzi. You enter the camp of the devil and you are relevant. The Bible says we will take over the camp, the gates of our enemies. Praise the Lord. We are saved for ownership. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many that received him, he gave us what?
Wow.
He gave us what?
Wow.
To be what? To be sons of God. Salvation is an empowerment. The devil came to look for me and do this. I didn't pray one prayer. At that day shall be as David, and champions shall be as God. Listen to me. The end time church is destined to live as God on the earth. Listen to me very carefully. You are destined to live as God on the earth. You see, I discovered that God's plan has not changed. He created Adam to live as God on the earth. Adam missed it.
We will not miss it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is there. It's
plan.
As in, the enter touch is destined. We are destined to live in the fullness of this earth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
From today, weakness will never be a part of your life.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. What do you need to rule in strength? Ask of me. Psalm chapter 2, verse 8. Ask of me. Somebody say, ask.
Ask.
That's what you need. He said, you receive nothing because you ask nothing. He said, ask of my Father in my name that your joy will be.
Hallelujah.
Ask of me. You know your problem. You ask for peanuts. If I ask some of you now, what I've been praying for since the last month is your soul peace. Some of you is Christmas blood. How can you be praying for Christmas blood? Shame on you. The Bible says, take no thoughts what you will eat. Take no thoughts what you will wear. Your Father clothes. He takes care of the grass. He takes care of the birds. How much for you? Your problem is your myopic mentality. You see, ask. Ask for no dominion. How can you be asking to be a village apple? It's a disgrace. You ask little things. That's your problem. Ask for great things. That's what God said. How can you be asking God, the Almighty God, for peace? How can you be asking God? Yes, ask for your school fees. I'm sure. Did you tell you did not hear? Did you tell you did not hear? Praise God. No, did he tell you did not hear? Ask them one day we came here for Champions Forum. I said, don't pray that prayer point again. Champions, do you remember? We have been praying. Lord, the budget for this meeting is hundreds of thousands. Lord, sometimes I said, wait for that. We prayed yesterday. He said, don't pray that prayer point again. I told them, if God tell you did not hear, is it death? Is it blind? No. Ask for big things. Ask for global dominion on our places.
Hallelujah.
Ask for global dominion on that of business and contracts.
Hallelujah.
Some of you need to sharpen your mentality. If we look at the picture of everything that business is wanting to, it's only your village. That's why you have village blessings. May you not be a local champion.
Amen.
Ask of me. What does he need to ask? He needs to pray. Anyone who must rule over the enemy must be able to invest in prayers. Hey, now we are talking. It is I'm not going to open my hand. I say you should be a prayer warrior. That's it. One or three. Many people think that the only thing that many believers don't do is to read God's word. Many believers don't pray. I attended one church one time. The pastor said, "You people will not come for prayer meeting and you don't pray at home." It's true, they don't pray at home. Sir, many Christians don't pray. I'm telling you. They don't pray. In the morning, they don't pray. In the night, they don't pray. They watch telemundo and sleep off. Am I making sense? They snore and wake up. Maybe they wake up, they're already late for work, they're not going to pray. And then many believers don't pray. I know what I'm talking about. If you must dominate, you must learn to invest in prayers. So we are going to pray today. Hallelujah. So what we are going to pray today. But first, The prayer of a sinner is an abomination before God. Hallelujah. Lord, bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Thank you, God. Bless me. You must be born again. So you know that you are here in your heart. See, you don't need to be shy. I like you to blow your arms. You don't need to be shy. It is a one-time agenda. Just once. You can settle it today. You know in your heart, genuinely, that you are not born again. Or you have been born again before. But you know that you are not living a life that pleases God. You know you are not living a life that pleases Jesus. You can reconnect today. A man cannot rule over the enemy except he has given up the enemy. He can't. You cannot lord over darkness except you have accepted light. Hallelujah. And Jesus is light. You know that you are not born again, or you need to reconnect to Jesus. Please just lift up your right hand to heaven. Let's settle this once and for all. There's no need to be shy. It's once. So that you will do it, do it, do it, do it, live bondage forever. Is there anybody like that? You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Just lift up your right hand to heaven. There's no need to be shy. It's once and for all. If you lifted up your hands to heaven, you don't need to be shy. There's no need to be shy. Anybody that is shy is doing himself. You know that you need to reconnect today so that you can rule in the midst of your enemies. Just lift up your right hand above your head and say, Lord Jesus, I reconnect to you today. Have mercy upon me. Wash me clean with your blood. I believe, I confess that you are Lord and my Savior. From today, I will sin no more. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Did you make that decision? A slip will be given to you. If you raise up your hand and you make that decision, a slip will be given to you. Please feel it. I want to pray with you. I want to be praying with you so that you will not return to the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please rise up on your feet. You are going to pray some prayer points. Please pray these prayer points from your heart. You say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father.
Father.
Cause the enemies of my life.
Cause the enemies of my life.
Listen to me. We are going to pray prayers that enforce your rulership. And please, I'd like you to pray this prayer seriously. You are not here for joke. This is the National Church of Leaders. And we are ruling in strength. God must settle your matter here. God must do what? I'd like you to know that we are here for 3 days retreat. We are not here to joke. So if you know that you did not come to pray, just go. Amen. But I believe that somebody is already being blessed.
Amen.
Your testimonies are undeniable in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, Father.
Father,
cause the enemies of my life,
to be scattered
and destroyed beyond recovery. Open your mouth and begin to pray. My Father, my God, let every enemy of my life scatter them and destroy them beyond recovery. My enemies have reconverged over and over. My Father and my God, known enemy, unknown enemy, generational enemies, destroy them, scatter them beyond recovery. Let today, this is my life. Scatter them, destroy them.
Lord,
we
come.
Every enemy of my life, every enemy of this commission, every enemy of the church, stop at them. Destroy them beyond recovery. In Jesus' precious name, your amen is not born again. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
O Lord, upon this mountain, strengthen me for global dominion in all the works of my heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray for yourself. Lord, in this 3 days of encounter, strengthen me for global dominion. Deliver me from weakness. Deliver me from sicknesses. Strengthen me for global dominion. In life and in ministry. In my finances. In my family. In my business. In my career. Strengthen me for global dominion. In Jesus' precious name,
amen.
Let your amen be resounding.
Amen.
We're going to pray for Nigeria at this third moment. We say, Father, in 2019 elections, disgrace and destroy all the enemies of Nigeria. Listen carefully. Within the course of these 3 days, I'll be releasing, I'll be telling you the things that God has revealed to me concerning the new year. Listen very, very carefully. Nigeria is on a verge, not of destruction, but of decision. And you see, many people will be disappointed. In the beginning of 2018, the Lord told me, and I revealed it, it's on our website. I said that there will be lots of road accidents this year. And it was one of the things we prayed against. At the beginning of this year, I also revealed our first ministry meeting in this year was for the military. How many of you remember? We did it in January. We went to National Barracks, we held a meeting for the military. And I told you, God told me, there was an agenda of hell to massively execute military people, majorly believers, majorly Christians. Have you been seeing the release of the videos recently? Have you been seeing those videos? Insurgency has not had, quote me very well, the military has not recorded deaths like they've recorded this year. And let me tell you, the truth is that thank God you have been praying, you have been more. Do you get what I'm saying? At the within the first and the second quarter of this year, I read it online in the media. The road safety gave a report that the road accident they've recorded this year, they've never recorded it. I don't know how many of you read it. It was in the news, in the papers. See, God's war. God releases revelations to us so that we prepare for what is ahead. 2019 is a very dangerous year. Especially politically dangerous. I want to admonish you. Vote and go home. Make sure you vote. Make sure you what? But stop mingling with political gymnastics. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Because a lot of people will be disappointed.
And a lot of people will go through it. I can assure you, God has a greater thing. Do you get my point? It's not to make us get so, but we need to pray. We need to do what? We need to do what? See, in Nigeria in 2019, a lot of political leaders will die. No, it's not a prayer point. It's the truth. God told me. We don't need to pray about that. Do you get my point? Do you understand what I'm saying? Politics will be a coffin for many of the leaders. And I say this with all sense of understanding. We say, Father, in 2019 elections, disgrace and destroy all the enemies of Nigeria. Lift up your voice to them. Father, before 2018 is over, 2018 is just a few days. 2019 is just a few days away. Am I making sense? Lord, before 2018 is over, restore everything the enemy has stolen from his sevenfold. Open your mouth and begin to pray for yourself. Look at the family, at the ministry, before it's over. Everything the enemy has stolen from us, everything the enemy has stolen from us, let there be a restoration. Let there be a restoration. Let there be a restoration. You're going to pray this one for yourself. You have just a few prayer points. Please don't be weak. Don't be tired. If you are going to dominate, you must learn how to find strength in the place of prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to decree today you are going with your testimony.
Amen.
Say,
oh Lord,
upon this mountain, satisfy all the desires of my heart. Cause my joy to be good. Lift up your voice for the Lord. Lord, upon this mountain, satisfy the desires of my heart. In this great place, a mighty of experience, satisfy the desires of the people. Cause the heart of your people to be full of joy. You know our needs. Satisfy the desires of the heart of the Lord. Say, Mari Baba,
two more prayers. We're going to pray for the church. Listen to me, as you are praying for the church, you are praying for yourself. The Bible says, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church is not the building, we are the church. Hallelujah. We say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Destroy cancer.
Destroy cancer.
Kidney disease.
Kidney disease.
And all sicknesses in your church.
And all sicknesses in your church.
Somebody ready to pray, lift up your voice to them. Father, destroy cancer. Bring an end to cancer in the body of Christ. Bring an end to every kidney disease. Every sickness, wrap it in your church. Wrap it in the body of believers that was the most important. I promise, I promise, in the country of men. Across the nations of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
7 years ago, before the insurgency, 6-7 years ago, before the insurgency really took off in Nigeria, while it was still underground, God told me that the church of God in Nigeria will be persecuted. But his kingdom will grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to pray. The Bible says that when the judgment of the Lord is in the earth, the people will learn righteousness. We are here to rule the people and teach them righteousness. How many of you know some teachers in your school that when they teach you, you must know it? You know those teachers? They are the teachers that used to teach with you. They know only well, you must know it. I had a math teacher like that. They don't know. You must know math. You won't know how you know it, you just know it. Why? Because it is enforced. We are going to enforce certain things now. That's why you say Jesus.
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 One more time, Jesus.
Jesus.
Right in judgments.
Right in judgments.
Over all our enemies.
Across the nations of
the earth. Jesus.
Right in judgment.
Over all the enemies of your church. Across the nations of the earth. Open your mouth and give your prayer. Lord Jesus. Today, right in judgment.
Thank you,
judgment.
Right in judgment. Over the enemies of the church.
Today I begin to rule in the midst of enemies. I receive capacity to rule. And begin in all of you. Lord, release capacity upon me to rule. Hey! Let me begin to possess the midst of enemies. You are the Lord. You are the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
everyone in bondage, I decree, be delivered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For everyone bound, I decree, be delivered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Lift up your voice and begin to give Jesus grace.
We believe you are blessed. Reach us for counseling, prayers, and inquiries on these numbers: 070-3800-2888 or 080-3451-6623. Keep winning.